All of the relief efforts in Haiti require one thing, money, and a lot of it. So aid groups are asking you to dig deep to help, but this time some groups are asking you to reach for something other than your wallet, your cell phone. The world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has more.
Just hours after the earthquake hit Haiti, the American Red Cross stepped up its fundraising campaign. There were the usual ways to give money, by check or by credit card over the phone or the web. But there was also another option. You could donate 10 bucks by sending a short text message on your cell phone. Gloria Huang is a Red Cross spokesperson.
It's the first time we've ever done anything like this, and the response has been really great.
Great might be an understatement. The text campaign was highlighted by the State Department. Social networking sites such as Twitter and Facebook spread news of the campaign rapidly. Most mobile carriers agreed to waive the fees normally associated with sending text messages. It probably didn't hurt that musician Wyclef Jean, himself a native Haitian, also launched a text campaign for his Yele Haiti Foundation. It's raised more than $1 million since Tuesday night. The Red Cross says nearly half the donations it's received have come by text, more than $7 million. Katrine Verklaas is the director of MobileActive.org, a website focused on the use of mobile technology for social change. She says one reason the Red Cross campaign is popular is that people think it's easy and immediate.
They text in this case, the keyword Haiti to a short code, which is a 5-digit number, and then they will be asked to essentially confirm a $5 or $10 contribution. And then at the end of the month, when they receive their bill, there will be a charge in the amount of $5 or $10 that the customer pays just as part of a regular phone bill.
U.S. aid groups, Verklaas says, are using what they learned from European groups after the Indian Ocean tsunami 5 years ago.
In the aftermath of the tsunami, there were U.K., Spanish, Italian aid organizations raised millions. I think in Spain it was $5.9 million in 24 hours or something after the tsunami, all raised by SMS. And U.S. aid organizations were, in 2004, absolutely not on the bandwagon, or early 2005, as it were. And, they're now waking up, which is good. It's about time.
I made my first text-to-give donation. I'd never done it before. For me, I was in the habit of giving on the web or writing a check. You know, that's my generation.
Beth Cantor is a seasoned fundraiser. She's also the co-author of a forthcoming book called The Networked Nonprofit. Cantor says it's not just American aid groups that are waking up to the power of cell phones. It's Americans themselves.
I don't think we're as much of a cell phone culture as at least several years ago as people were in Europe or Asia. Cell phones, I think, have been more of a part of people's lives. You know, here I think we're, especially older people like me, we're really more getting into using our phones.
Cantor says that text message donation campaigns will become a powerful tool for U.S. aid groups, almost like a first responder fundraising strategy. Still, there are some drawbacks, both for aid groups and would-be givers. The top contribution amount allowed in the U.S. is currently only $10, although some groups let you donate multiple times. Katrine Verklaas of MobileActive.org also notes that it can take up to 90 days from the time you make your text donation for the money to actually reach the designated aid group.
I still would encourage anybody to donate online just because the organization gets the amount of the money, the donation, much faster, and, you know, the charges are just less.
Ann Verklaas says, like with any donation, make sure the organization you're giving to via text message is a legitimate one. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.